officials Tuesday accused Israel of systematically razing homes in Gaza's Rafah refugee camp after Israeli army bulldozers flattened another 30 houses and a mosque. The British news daily The Guardian reported Tuesday that frantic residents threw mattresses and blankets from second-floor windows as beams and walls came crashing down around them. One woman standing near a bulldozer waved the white flag in a failed attempt to slow the demolition and buy time to salvage her belongings. Army officials initially insisted the razed houses had been empty, but then said the terrain was still being checked. The governor of Rafah said some 400 people were left homeless. Israel has demolished hundreds of houses in Rafah near the Egyptian border in more than 3 years of fighting, claiming that the buildings gave cover to gunmen and weapons smugglers. But the Palestinians say Israel is clearing large areas of the camp to create a military buffer zone, and Israel said it was still checking the report on the razed mosque. In the past 3 years, Israeli troops have generally stayed clear of holy sites. Meanwhile, Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Koreya has called on governments to raise their voices against Israel's controversial separation barrier in the West Bank ahead of a February 23 hearing by the International Court of the Hague. Koreya said the entire world should move to restrain the Israeli madness of expansion and annexation. Those are Radio Vancouver's top stories for this Tuesday, January 20th. Once again, RHC's headlines. Tens of thousands of Americans commemorating Martin Luther King Day put spotlight on peace and George Bush administration policies running contrary to King legacy. And Iraqi Shiites again take to the streets as United Nations remains reluctant to play post-war role. From our studios in Vancouver, I'm Mike.